Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, October the 22nd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donations will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. Okay, so let me now talk about today's show. Well, the noose appears to be tightening further around the lawless behaviour of the Obama administration in their frantic efforts to protect Hillary Clinton. So I have a few choice words to say about that. Well, then a piece of sad news. The brothel-owning Republican candidate for the Nevada state legislature, who died last week, will remain on the ballot and win his election in November, his campaign manager has predicted. Dennis Hoff, who was 72, died last Tuesday. He ran multiple brothels and nicknamed himself the Trump from Parrump. That was the town where he lived. Okay, Netflix, the company, the shares soared the other day on news that the company lost a record $859 million in cash in the third quarter. Well, who could let that go without a comment? The damage done by the Federal Reserve to America's political, economic, and social fabric is immeasurable. And I'll have a lot more to say about that. Not a lot, actually, but enough. Then I am going to tell you a long story about the inhumane nature of America's government, even towards its own citizens. This is fascinating, trust me, and well worth following. So that will take up quite a large chunk from the show, nearly half the show, actually. It's very important and, quite frankly, absolutely indispensable from the point of view of gaining knowledge as to what a beastly, hateful lot the politicians are. And I mean that in a personal sense. I only mean it in a political sense. I couldn't care less about politics, but on a personal level, these people are just nobodies incorporated. Well, to end the show, we're going to talk again about New York real estate. I've talked about it on several occasions over the past couple of years, but things have got so bad that I think an update is in order. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows to you individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend taking the latest 3 because they're the most up-to-date and they will be the most interesting for you on a day-to-day basis. So, let me just finish by giving you my information, and to start with my email, which you will need in order to request the shows. It is on the Podbean page, so you should be able to find it easily. But anyway, here it is. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my email page. Let me repeat it once more. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Well, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, so let me give you those right now. They are updated with varying degrees of regularity, but I try to keep some choice material for them. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, no punctuation, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All right, well, I wish you all the finest of fine weeks ahead, and I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.